Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. Gonna do a Halloween show for you today, but first I want to play some local bands who were playing in the area this week. First, I have Carissa Johnson with Deliria from her album Only Roses. She has a couple of gigs earlier this week. Tonight at the Once Ballroom in Somerville, and tomorrow night, the House of Blues in Boston. I think some of them are opening acts, but that's very cool. She did one last night, I forget where. So a lot of good stuff for Carissa this week. She played on the WMFO Live Day Saturday. She was great. So here is Carissa Johnson with Deliria. right. That, as I said, is a few local bands playing in the next and this week. First was Carissa Johnson with Deliria from Only Roses. She's playing tonight at the Once Ballroom in Somerville, tomorrow night at the House of Blues in Boston. After that, you heard Tiger Bomb with Can't Stop from their new album, Uproar. Tiger Bomb's an all-female garage pop and rock band from Portland, Maine. They'll be playing Friday night at Gino's in Portland, Maine, so I guess you could call that a hometown gig. And then you heard a local classic, the John Butcher Axis with Ocean in Motion from their self-titled 1983 debut album. And they'll be playing Friday night at the Gloucester Stage in Gloucester, Mass. Sadly, we had another loss in the music world recently. Little Feat singer guitarist Paul Barrere died Saturday night at the age of 71. So in tribute to him, this is Dixie Chicken from Little Feat's 1973 album of the same name.
I've seen the bright light. From the start, sadomasochistic, fatal with the art of deception and twisted games of the vicious, language of violence. Yeah, you win the biscuit. You don't wanna pay, no, trust me, they know where to ditch it. Couple they go by and they found Wayno in the mystic. Just another victim, something off the schedule. You ain't got the heart to go hunting off of heads to you. Now you're taking numbers off of something that you said you do. Looking for somebody to go jumping off the ledge with you. Jumping off the revenue, snake in the garden. You were just a rat with two jakes in a pot. And I am not your friend, I am not your homes. You ain't got the high, you ain't got the stones.
You can take the ground beneath me. You can part my lips and draw the last words out for me. You can take all.
Thank you.
Okay, that set started with mention of another loss in the music world. Singing guitarist Paul Bearer of Little Feet. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm doing my best. He died Saturday night at the age of 71. Sad thing. And so in tribute to him, I played Dixie Chicken from Little Feet's 1973 album of the same name. Rest in peace. Then you heard some local bands. First, The High End with Wrecking Ball from their 100 Proof EP. High End will be playing Saturday night at the Square Root in Roslindale, Mass. Then we started getting into the Halloween vibe with, the Devil's Twins with Satan Stone with Boston's hip-hop artist Slain. And that was from their 2017 disc America Noir Volume 1. And the Devil's Twins will be playing at their annual Halloween Town Throwdown at Opus Underground in Salem, Mass. That's pretty cool. And the Grave Dances with Boogie Woogie Ghoulies from their self-titled CD. And this Boston trio has two members who were in the band Harlequin in the late 70s, early 80s. They have a show coming up too, I believe. I'm sorry, I don't have these written down. I'll try to find them for you. And you know what? Now that does lead us into our celebration of Halloween, which I'm very excited for. I only have an hour show here on MFO during the school year, so it's only a partial Halloween show. Any of you who also listen to Moxkin Radio, I'll be doing a full Halloween show and my show there on this Thursday night from 10 to midnight. And tomorrow night on WCAC at 6 p.m. also, depending on certain things. Anyway, being a Halloween show, I've got to play Rob Zombie. You know, he personifies Halloween as a musician, horror filmmaker, comic book writer. His music's heavy, sort of metal, and the songs have horror sci-fi themes. He's actually a Mass native from Haverhill, and he loves horror movies. And I remember reading that when he was a kid, he loved going to Spooky World. He legally changed his name to Rob Zombie in 1996. He had the band White Zombie in the early 90s. And this is Dragula from his first solo album, 1998's Hellbilly Deluxe, also his best-selling album. The song made it to the top 10 of the Billboard Hot Mainstream Rock Tracks chart. It's based on the dragster Dragula in the TV show The Munsters. He also uses samples of dialogue from horror movies in his songs. This is the most well-known solo song. I don't usually play the most well-known songs of anybody, but not everybody's familiar with Rob Zombie. So here we go with Rob Zombie with Dragula.
itself out on an antique bed, and my spirit did a midnight creep. You know I'll never sleep no more. It seemed to me that it just ain't as evil as you could be.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, let's see. We just heard some Halloween mood stuff. We got Rob Zombie with Dragula from his album Hellbilly Deluxe. After that, you heard Motorhead with Hellraiser from the soundtrack from the 1992 movie Hellraiser 3 Hell on Earth. Song was also on the band's March or Die album the same year. Song had a great video in which Lemmy and Pinhead were playing poker. I believe Lemmy won. Of course he did. He's Lemmy. Set ended with Frank Zappa with Zombie Wolf, which was on his 1973 album Overnight Sensation. Great album there. Now I have a little bit of a Halloween series guitar time. I'll have more when I have the 2-hour show, but this is a little bit for today. First, I'm going to do I Put a Spell on You, covered here by Jeff Beck with Joss Stone on vocals. This was on his 2010 album, Emotion and Commotion. I would have loved to have played the original Screamin' Jay Hawkins version from 1956. It's great, and I have it on CD, but I figure everyone probably plays it on Halloween, so I decided against it. I also love the Jeff Beck version. So here's Jeff Beck with I Put a Spell on You.
I put a spell on you. Because you're my eyes. Thank you.
That was my Halloween series guitar time. It wasn't that long. It's because it's only an hour show here. But if any of you listen to my other shows, WCAC Tuesday at 6 and Markskin Radio Thursday night at 10, I'll have a two-hour Halloween show and have a lot more Halloween series guitar as well. So you heard there was Jeff Beck with Josh Stone on vocals doing I Put a Spell on You from his 2010 album Emotion and Commotion. After that, you heard Gary Hoey doing Black Magic Woman on his 1996 album Bug Alley. And the original was not a Santana song, as a lot of people might think. It was actually on Fleetwood Mac's English Rose album in 1968. But that was only released in the UK, so everyone here didn't necessarily know about it. But yeah, it was a Fleetwood Mac song, Black Magic Woman. They do a great version of it, too. And Gary Hoey's a Mass native and great guitarist. I finally saw him in concert earlier in the year. Great stuff. And he's also put out several Ho Ho Hoey Christmas albums where he does excellent guitar versions of Christmas standards. Anyway, my show's winding down now, and I will see you next time. I'll be back here at WMFO next Monday at 2 o'clock, and I mentioned the other shows I do, which will be 2 hours, and this week we'll have 2 hours of Halloween music. So I'll see you next time, and in the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for music that's under the radar, and stay tuned here for our next show.